Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News, where I, your brother and servant in the Lord, Radio Reformer, am in studio to present to you Proposition Number 87. Proposition Number 87. And it reads like this. this proposition number 87. Like Cain, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has established an earthly temporary kingdom and does not seek the eternal city whose builder and maker is God. Let me read that to you again, and this is important. Because like Cain, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has indeed established an earthly temporary kingdom. And what kingdom is that, you may ask? Well, it's the Joint College of African American Bishops. And as a result, he does not seek the eternal city whose builder and maker is God. The number here for Mr. J. Delano Ellis to call is 646-564-9730. 646-564-9730. Now, please note, dear saints of God, please note, as you turn to Genesis chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "And Cain knew his wife intimately, and she conceived, and she bare him Enoch." Enoch, whose name means consecration, initiation, and dedication. "And he," referring to Cain, "he too built a city, and called it after the name of his son," after the name of Enoch. He too built the city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, Enoch, the city of Enoch, was built by Cain. And just like Cain, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops, Mr. J. Delano Ellis, has built an earthly temporary kingdom. And that kingdom is called the Joint College of African American Bishops. That's what it's called. That's what his kingdom is called. And it's earthly. It's a temporary kingdom. And as a result, all those who are part of that kingdom with J. Delano Ellis will suffer. Will suffer. How do we know that? Well, God says in Revelation 18, verse 4, "Come out of her, my people." Well, who is God referring to when he says, "Come out of her"? Well, her is the apostate church. The her is the Roman Catholic Church. And J. Delano Ellis has patterned the Joint College of African American Bishops exactly according to Roman Catholic canon law. When he ordains a bishop, when he elevates a bishop, when he consecrates a bishop, he says, "We've done so according to church or canon law." The church and canon law he's referring to is Roman Catholic canon law. Roman Catholic. That's an earthly kingdom. The Vatican is an earthly kingdom. Vatican City is an earthly kingdom. It's a temporary kingdom. Christ has nothing to do with it. Now, interesting to note here in verse 17 that there is a mention of one named Enoch. Enoch, Enoch. Now, this Enoch, I need you to make note of the fact that this Enoch here is the third from Adam. He's the third from Adam because you have Adam, then you have Cain, then you have Enoch. He's the third from Adam, the third from Adam. You have Adam, Cain, you have Enoch. Now, there was another Enoch. There's another Enoch whom Jude 14 calls the seventh from Adam, the seventh. He happens to come from the Seth line, the Seth line. And that line, the Seth line starts in Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. It says, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in his likeness God made he him. male and female created he them. And he blessed them and called their name Adam in the day in which they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own image, after his image. And he called his name Seth. Now, out of this Seth line, Seth, who is the substitute for Abel, because Cain killed Abel. So you have the Cain line and you have the Seth line, who was the substitute. And it says in verse number 6, and Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos. And Enos is the third from Adam. Now, Enoch, not Enos, but Enoch is the third from Adam from the Cain line. And this Enoch, there's an Enoch who's the third from Adam, but he comes from the Cain line. And there's an Enoch who's the seventh of Adam, and he comes from the Seth line. Now, as you continue to read in Genesis chapter 5, we come to this Enoch, this seventh from Adam, who's a different Enoch from the third from Adam, who is the descendant of Cain. It says in Genesis chapter 5, verse number 18. And Jared, who happens to be the sixth from Adam, and Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Enoch. This is not the same Enoch as the Enoch of Cain, of course. And Jared lived, after he begot Enoch, 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and he begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years. And he, this Enoch, begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365. And Enoch walked with God. He communed with God, and he was not, for God raptured him. God took him. God transported him to heaven. Please note that this Enoch, who's the seventh from Adam, is a type of all believers who get raptured. This Enoch who walked with God, this Enoch who communed with God, is a type of all true believers. He's a type of the true church. The true church doesn't look to build cities on earth. It doesn't look to build an earthly temporary kingdom on earth. Only the line of Cain looks to build earthly temporary kingdoms. That Enoch, that third Enoch from Adam. Adam, Cain, Enoch. Cain built the city, and he named the city after his son Enoch. That was a temporary earthly kingdom. Temporary earthly kingdom. The seventh Enoch from Adam was the complete opposite. He did not build the city. None of the sons of Seth built cities. None. Why? Well, because they have an expectation that God also is going to take them. God also is going to rapture them. God also is going to transport them. And you say, where to? Well, the book of Hebrews tells us where to. The same place where Abraham wanted to go, where Isaac wanted to go, and where Jacob wanted to go. It says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9, by faith Abraham sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city. Now Abraham did look for a city which had foundations. But this city had a builder and a maker, and that was God. And God does not build earthly cities. God does not build temporary cities. He has an eternal city in heaven. It's called the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem, which descends from heaven. Let me read to you out of the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation. Revelation, saints. Go to Revelation. Revelation. Revelation, 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 Revelation. And I, John, Revelation 21, verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city. I, John, saw what city? The holy city. The city which all true believers seek. It's not an earthly city. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. That's the city we look for. That's the city. That's the city. All those who follow Cain, all those who follow Cain, all those who mirror Cain, all those who are like Cain, build temporary earthly kingdoms. When the flood came, that city that Cain had built in tribute to his son and called it Enoch in tribute to his son, that city was wiped out by the flood. Wiped by the flood. Wiped by the flood. Therefore, Cain's efforts in building the city went to naught. Went nowhere. Why? Did it last? Does the city of Enoch still stand today? No, it was wiped off the face of the earth when God sent the flood. And I ask J. Delano Ellis, will the Joint College of African American Bishops remain when Christ comes back? Will it remain? Will your empire remain? Will your earthly kingdom remain? Will your temporary tower of Episcopal Babel, will it remain? No. For Peter says in his second epistle, but the heavens and the earth which are now. Now he spoke about the flood. He mentioned the flood. But he now turns to, but the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word are kept in store, by the same word of God, they are kept in store. For what? Reserved. They have a date with fire. Reserved unto the fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Are you listening, Mr. Ellis? The number here is 646-564-9730. I argue, and I biblically argue, that the Joint College of African American Bishops, headquartered in Cleveland, Ohio, will be wiped off the face of the earth like the city of Enoch was wiped off the face of the earth. Why? Because the heavens and the earth that are now are by the same word of God reserved in store to be destroyed by fire on the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, he says, be not ignorant of one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but in longsuffering to usward, not willing, Mr. Ellis, that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise. Are you listening, Mr. Ellis? And the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner a person ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Mr. Ellis, you are in trouble. Mr. Ellis, you're in trouble. Here is Mr. J. Delano Ellis. Here he is. Here he is, talking about transition. How do we navigate? This is this asinine man. This is this man thinking, talking, reasoning with morons. 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 Listen, I want you to hear, how do we navigate transition? Like if he's going to be here forever, like his institutions are going to be here forever, they're going to be wiped off the face of the earth. The Joint College of African American Bishops is just like Kane's City called Enoch. It's a man-made enterprise. And the men who have made it are ungodly. Ungodly, for they do not serve God. They serve themselves. They serve themselves. Here is Mr. J. Delano Ellis. Here he is. At his best. At his asinine best. Talking to men as to how to navigate through transition. Listen to this. And consider the irony. He has the instrumental of the hymn, Nearer God to Thee. And this guy is so far away from God. His theology. I mean, he's as far away from God as Cain is. For woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Cain departed from the presence of the Lord. And you, J. Delano Ellis, you departed from the presence of the Lord the moment you hooked up with the Pope. The moment you got into bed with the harlot of Revelation 17. The moment you started donning her colors, the scarlet and the purple, sir, you have gone a-whoring. And you, sir, are an idiot catching flies. And I'll explain that momentarily. You, J. Delano Ellis, are an idiot catching flies. And you have behind you a slew of pseudo-bishops who, like you, are spending precious time catching flies when they ought to be making their peace with God. It's amazing. This is the hymn that the preacher who was on the Titanic when it was sinking, he asked the orchestra to play this song. He asked the orchestra to play this song in order to comfort the hearts of the people who knew they were going down into the freezing waters with the Titanic. Nearer God to thee. But J. Delano Ellis is so far from God. He is so far from God. Here he is talking about navigating transition like if the organization is going to last forever. Mr. Ellis. Just like the flood wiped off the face of the earth Cain's city called Enoch, God will destroy, God will consume, God will dissolve the Joint College of African American Bishops. It will have the same judgment.
Every month or so, there's a new promotion, a new installation, a new consecration. For we have a plethora of bishops, overseers, and apostles being elevated. And I keep asking myself, for what? And because we are so accustomed to focusing on the present, how many of us are really planning for the future of our organizations and our churches? How many of us have a succession plan?
This guy is talking about a succession plan when the Titanic is sinking. I mean, Mr. Ellis, think about where we are in history. Think about the fact that we're in the last days. That if you are one of the virgins in the parable of the 10 virgins, your lamp needs to be filled with oil, not with Roman Catholic doo-doo. Your lamp, sir, your lamp needs to be filled with oil, not with Roman Catholic doo-doo. This guy's a moron. He's talking about succession plan. So it's like the Lord is about to return. This is a temporary world with temporary kingdoms. The Antichrist will soon discover that his reign, it will be short-lived. And whatever reign he had is because God sovereignly permitted it. But it will come to an end. It will come down crashing. The Antichrist, the one you serve, his reign will be short-lived. What are you doing? Come out of Babylon, sir. Come out of Babylon. Succession plan. The Titanic is sinking, and he's thinking about what he's going to eat tomorrow. He's on the Titanic. The Titanic is taking on water, and he's thinking about, I'm going to go get a haircut tomorrow. I'm going to go get a manicure tomorrow. I mean, this is delusional talking.
Being elevated. And I keep asking myself, for what? And because we are so accustomed to focusing on the present, how many of us are really planning for the future of our organizations and our churches? How many of us have a succession plan? I mean, a succession plan beside our...
This guy, I mean, honestly, doesn't he hear what Peter says? Let's go to Revelation 18. Revelation 18:4. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. That's the theme song that we play at every broadcast. Come out of her, my people. Be ye not partakers of her sins. God is speaking of Rome. That you do not receive her all plagues. Verse 8, therefore shall her plagues come in one day. Sir, the Roman Catholic Church is about to be judged. Her plagues will come upon her in one day. Death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. This guy's talking about a succession plan when he ought to be hightailing it out of Rome. He's like Cain, building for the future, having a dedicated, this is the city of Enoch. And the people are applauding, oh, great city, great. Well, it was wiped out with the flood. Try looking for the city of Enoch now. Try looking for the Joint College of African American Bishops after God sends fire and all things are dissolved. Try looking for it. Oh, but we like Abraham. We, the people of God, like Abraham and Enoch before him. Enoch was no more, for God took him. And Abraham and Isaac and Jacob sought for a city whose founder and maker was God. And in Revelation 21, it says, and I, John, saw the heavenly Jerusalem come down, the city of God come down from heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. And J. Delano Ellis is talking about future, the future. The future. The future is Judgment Day. That's the future. Are you planning to go before the judgment seat of Christ? This is what I mean. This is what I mean by idiots catching flies. Idiots. And this is C.H. Spurgeon, by the way. I'm just presenting to you what C.H. Spurgeon said. And Jane Delano Ellis is an idiot catching flies. And every member of the Joint College of African American Bishops is like idiots catching flies. Why? Because like the people in the day of Noah, in the days of Noah, the members of the Joint College of African American Bishops are eating and drinking, they're buying and selling, they're marrying and giving into marriage, like if the world is going to go on as it is. Jesus said, so shall it be like in the days of Noah, when people disregarded the word of God that judgment was coming, and they went along as life as usual. And knowing that Noah, the preacher of righteousness, was warning them that God was going to send a flood. They ignored Noah. They kept building their cities. They kept getting married. They kept shopping. They kept eating. They kept farming. They kept making businesses. They kept constructing. Never planning for eternity. J. Delano Ellis and the Joint College of, you heard him. Did he say anything about preparing for eternity? No, and this is supposed to be a preacher. This is supposed to be a man of God. No mention of eternity. Only focusing on the temporary and the earthly, but never the eternal. Here he is again, talking about succession plan.
Focusing on the present. How many of us are really planning for the future?
You mean the judgment seat of Christ? Is that what that's the future you're talking about? For Paul says we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of all things done in the body, whether good or evil. Are you talking about that? Are you preparing for that? Are you preparing for that interview, Mr. Ellis? No, you're not prepared. He's not preparing for eternity. He's preparing for earth.
Of our organizations and our churches, how many of us have a succession plan?
This guy's delusional. But let me again read proposition number 78. It says, like Cain, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has established an earthly, temporary kingdom and does not seek the eternal city whose builder and maker is God. He's not like Abraham. He's not like Isaac. He's not like Jacob. He is not like Enoch. He is not like the Enoch, the seventh from Adam. He's like the Enoch who's the third from Adam. Knowing that the Apostle Peter, whom J. Delano Ellis claims to be a successor of, isn't that ironic? Here's a man who claims to be a direct successor. He claims to have apostolic succession, and he could trace his succession all the way back to Peter. That's what he claims. And yet he doesn't read 2 Peter chapter 3, where Peter warns his readers. He says, listen, don't make plans for here on earth. Everything is going to be burnt up. Everything will be dissolved. Knowing that, you should be preparing for eternity, says Peter, but not J. Delano Ellis. He's preparing a succession plan. How do we keep our organizations going after we're gone? That's what he's worried about. That's what the whole conference is about. That's why he's inviting these bishops to come so that they can learn how to have a succession plan. It's a bunch of idiots catching flies. They're chasing the little thing, the insignificant thing, the thing that really doesn't matter. That's what they're chasing, and they're not looking at the big picture. That's what it means, idiots catching flies. They're morons preoccupied with little things that don't matter. A fly lives today and is dead tomorrow. A fly is temporary, but yet they put so much importance on the fly. He wants them to go to the joint college so that they can learn. Listen, that's why they're traveling from all parts of America and from all parts of, that's why they're going to Cleveland to learn about how to develop a succession plan. I wouldn't even waste my time.
I mean, a succession plan beside our sons or our daughters.
Notice, a succession plan that includes, that's what Cain did. Who succeeded Cain? Enoch. You see, he's a Cain. Because in all of the worldly succession plans, and in all of our churches today, which are worldly in nature, the bishop makes sure that his son becomes the pastor and eventually the next bishop. That's what Cain did with Enoch. It's the same thing.
A natural family, a dynastic kind of thing. We need to think about it. Because if we don't, our organizations, as great as they may be, will die shortly after we're off the scene. Now you tell me, isn't that a worthwhile discussion? Isn't that a worthwhile series of thoughts? Meet us at the Joint College this March. Go online, hurry up. College of Bishops.
Now, when you go there, it's like watching 1,000 morons on the deck of the Titanic. The Titanic is sinking. It's 1,000 morons dressed in Episcopal outfits catching flies. Here is C.H. Spurgeon. C.H. Spurgeon. Nobody says it better. C.H. Spurgeon. Idiots. Mongoloids. Morons. Retards catching flies.
Idiots Catching Flies by Charles Spurgeon. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mark 8, verse 36. Most people are not seeking to escape from the wrath to come. They are busy in worldly things, while hell is near them. They are like idiots catching flies on board a ship which is in the very act of sinking. We see many people busy about their bodies, decorating themselves, when their soul is in ruin.
Now, you heard that. People worrying about decorating their bodies when their souls are... Let me play that for you again. It's interesting. Here it is. Listen to that little clip from Spurgeon again. How people spend so much time worrying about dressing and the vestments and the Episcopal outfits and the rings and the plumes and the chains. Listen to Spurgeon.
Decorating themselves when their soul is in ruin about their bodies. We see many people busy about their bodies, decorating themselves when their soul is in ruin.
Okay, we see people decorating themselves, decorating their bodies when their souls are in ruin. Okay, now here's J. Delano Ellis. This is perfect. This is J. Delano Ellis, and we just heard him now talking about come down to the college, come down, and listen to him, and notice what he focuses on, dressing the body. Listen to this, and this is picture perfect of Spurgeon's labeling idiots catching flies. Here it is. Here's J. Delano Ellis. Listen to how he talks about vestments and plumes and chains and rings.
collegeofbishops.org. Register. I need to see you there. We are past the rules. We got that down pat. Excuse the pat. We know how to put on vestments and plumes and chains and rings.
Now that's what they emphasize. He just told you. He brought that into the church. Now listen to Spurgeon. And tell me if Spurgeon isn't talking about this idiot and all the other idiots in the joint college. You tell me. Here is Spurgeon. Here is the magnificent prince of preachers, C.H. Spurgeon.
Board a ship, which is in the very act of sinking. We see many people busy about their bodies, decorating themselves, when their soul is in ruin. They are like a man painting the front door when the house is in flames. Men are in a restless pursuit after satisfaction in earthly things. They will greedily hunt after wealth. They will travel the pathways of fame. They will dig into the mines of knowledge. They will exhaust themselves in the deceitful delights of sin. And, finding them all to be vanity and emptiness, they will become very perplexed and disappointed. But they will still continue their fruitless search. Though wearied, they still stagger forward under the influence of spiritual madness, and though there is no result to be reached except that of everlasting disappointment, yet they press forward with much ardor. Living for today is enough for them, that they are still alive, that they possess present comforts and present enjoyments. This contents the many. As for the future, they say, let it take care of itself. As for eternity, they leave others to care for its realities. The present life is enough for them. Their motto is, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. They have no forethought for their eternal state. The present hour absorbs them. Carnal minds pursue with all their might earth's vanities, and when they are wearied in their pursuit, they but change their direction and continue the idle chase. They turn to another and another of earth's broken cisterns, hoping to find water where not a drop was ever discovered yet.
That's it. Beautifully said. That's J. Delano Ellis. And that's proposition number 87. Again, Light Cain, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops, has established an earthly temporary kingdom and does not seek the eternal city whose builder and maker is God. Saints, that'll do it for today. I'll be back in studio tomorrow, Sunday, with proposition number 88 as we draw closer to completing this 95 thesis. Love you in Jesus. God bless.
The mighty fortress is our God.